Morning Watch, Romans 5 through Romans 8, Romans, week 2. Related verses, Romans 8, 28 through 39. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestinated, these he also called. And those whom he called, these he also justified. And those whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Indeed, he who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ Jesus who died, and rather who was raised, who is also at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or anguish or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being put to death all day long. We have been accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But in all these things, we more than conquer through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Related reading. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We have been reckoned as sheep for the slaughter. Although this certainly speaks of suffering, the following verses declare, but in all these things we more than conquer through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We are not defeated. We more than conquer because God loves us. Why does God care so much for us and do so many things for us? Simply because we are his beloved. No one can separate us from his love. Once he loves us forever with an eternal love. Nothing can separate us from him. Because he loves us and because we are his beloved, sooner or later, we all shall be sanctified, transformed, conformed, and glorified. Paul was wise and very deep. As I have pointed out previously, he composed three of the sections in Romans according to three of the attributes of God, his righteousness, holiness, and glory. Eventually, however, Paul guides us into the love of God. Ultimately, our security is not only God's righteousness, holiness, and glory, but also his love. What is God's love? Love is the heart of God. God's love issues out of his heart. Righteousness is the way of God. Holiness is the nature of God. Glory is the expression of God, and love is the heart of God. After speaking of God's righteousness, holiness, and glory, Paul brings us into God's heart of love. Why has God demonstrated his righteousness? Because man was fallen. Man was wrong with God and needed his righteousness. Why must God exercise his holiness? Because man is common. God must sanctify all of his common chosen ones. Why must God give us his glory? Because all his chosen ones are low, mean, and vile. Hence, he must exercise his glory to transfigure us. But what was in God's heart originally? Love. Before God exercised his righteousness, holiness, and glory, he loved us. Love was the fountain. Love was the root. and love was the source of it all. God loved us before he predestinated us. He loved us before he called us. He loved us before he justified us. And he loved us before he glorified us. Before everything and anything else, he loved us. Our salvation originated with the love of God. Love is the source of all that God does for us, and this love is his heart. Love was the source of God's eternal salvation, which includes redemption, justification, reconciliation, sanctification, transformation, confirmation, and glorification. Salvation began with God's heart of love. Therefore, after God's salvation has been fully accomplished, his love remains our security. The love of God is not only the source of our salvation, it is the security of our salvation. Many Christians talk about eternal security. Eternal security is the love of God. God cannot be wrong in any of his attributes. Our security is his love. In verse 31, Paul asks, "What shall we then say to these things? What shall we say about predestination, calling, justification, and glorification? We have nothing to say except hallelujah. If God is for us, who can be against us?" Now we can understand this word in a deeper way. God is for us because from eternity his heart loved us. Thus, his love is our security. Paul touched upon this love in 5:8 when he said that God commends his own love to us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This actually was an introduction to and a recommendation of the love of God. When we believed in Jesus, the Holy Spirit poured out God's love into our hearts. Although Paul touched upon this matter of love in Romans 5, he did not cover it adequately. He waited until he had compassed the vast scope of God's predestination, calling, justification, and glorification. After finishing the entire record, he reached the appropriate time and place to present us a full revelation of the love of God. Paul was persuaded that nothing can separate us from the love of God because he knew that this love does not derive from nor depend upon us, but upon God himself. This love was not initiated by us. It was initiated by God in eternity. Because of this, Paul could say that we conquer all things. Paul was convinced that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This phrase, in Christ Jesus, is very significant. Why did Paul say this? Because he knew that there would be a problem if the love of God had been shown apart from Christ Jesus. Apart from Christ Jesus, even a little sin such as losing our temper would separate us from the love of God. However, the love of God is not merely the love of God in itself, but the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Since the love of God is in Christ Jesus, everything is insured, and we are assured that nothing can separate us from it. Are you insured? Paul was. I use this word insured. Paul uses the word persuaded, saying, "I am persuaded." Paul was convinced that in all things we more than conquer through him who loved us. This does not mean that we in ourselves are able to overcome. It means that God is love and that Christ is victor. God loves us and Christ has accomplished everything for us. Since God's love is eternal, his love in Christ Jesus is our security. We are not only under God's righteousness, holiness, and glory, but we are in his heart of love. Now we can understand 2 Corinthians 13:14, which says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." The love of God is the source. Therefore, the Apostle Paul has brought us through the righteousness of God, the holiness of God, and the glory of God into the heart of God, of the love of God. This is where we are. Hallelujah. This is our eternal insurance policy. Now you know how to answer people when they ask you if you have insurance. You can say, I have insurance. My insurance policy is Romans 8:31 through 39. I am insured by the love in God's heart. We are insured by God's eternal love in Christ Jesus.